With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
This is Softy and Dick.
You know, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And you guys know that I hate it, by the way. When you say something, or I say something, or Jackson says something, really anybody says anything, and I feel like there is a drop that should accompany the comment.
Oh, yes.
And I can't find it.
Yeah.
It drives me bananas.
Which one was it this time?
The Devin Bush one.
This Bush is for you.
I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, it is. Like,
what are we doing here, right? That was the Bush Hamden.
That was the original Bush Hamden drop.
So from now on, we are going to annoy the crap out of the audience. Every time somebody mentions the name Devin Bush on the show...
This Bush is for you.
This Bush is for you.
I mean, why not, man? It's right there in front of your face. Anyway, we got a big show until 5 o'clock tonight. John Wilner is going to join us at 4 p.m. and talk some Pac-12 football and basketball. We'll see if John thinks that UCLA can knock out Gonzaga on a Friday in Vegas. That's coming up. The media deal. My God, how many shows have we done in succession in the last 6 months where every single week we ask the same damn question over and over and over again? You know how Google lets you translate anything you want into any language in the world on the website for free? We should type in... When will the Pac-12 media rights deal be done? And see if we can ask it in like 8 or 9 different languages just so we can mix this up.
Yeah, just mix. When was the first time that you think we did? Has it been a full year?
No, I think the end of 22, like November, December, it was when things really kind of started to get hot and heavy.
All right.
When did the USC-UCLA news come out? Whenever that was, I think we were talking about
that,
the media
deal. We played a whole
deal.
Football season, haven't we?
No, because it happened when you and I were at the Emerald Queen Casino doing a show, I think, on a Monday.
Okay.
You can look that up and confirm
July
that.
20th. Wow. July 11th.
I was way off on
July
that.
11th. It was the whole football season
right.
That we knew.
Yeah, so you're right. Almost
damn
a year.
Damn near a year.
It's been almost a damn
That's
year
crazy.
Since we've been talking about this. And it really appears to me... And I heard Canzano today talking to Puck and Jim about this, that now there's starting to be this public pressure campaign by the presidents, maybe potentially put on the networks, or the other dick possibility is that they are starting to prep people for this to be a complete disaster when it comes to fruition. Like the Mike Hopkins thing, right? Like we were on the air talking and talking and talking and talking for months that, hey, look, this may not happen. There's a good chance this guy may come back, and they may not have the money to buy him out. So as you said, using your own words, when the story officially broke that he was coming back, you were not as worked up as you would have been if you spent every waking hour thinking he was gone.
I was very appreciative of you coming out weeks before Mike Hopkins was retained and prepping me. Because I needed to be prepped. Because to that moment, I was like, well, it's a no-brainer.
Right,
I mean,
right.
And I was kind of getting like, I was kind of getting excited to discuss possibilities,
sure,
right? I
sure.
thought that was going to be a topic for us for a month, you know, following
you
the basketball season.
New coaches.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
totally.
Then when you said that to me, that was the moment where I decided, okay, Softy's usually tied into this pretty well. So I am going to completely 180 change course, or if you're Sean right. Kemp, 360 change course.
Right, right.
Right? And and go down the other. And
people have no idea what he's talking about,
people
by the
our
way.
Age have an idea what he's talking about. So I went completely down the other choice, and I just decided, listen, he's going to come back. I'm convincing myself because Softy says so. He is going to come back. So when I read the news, I wasn't disappointed.
It's like getting prepped for a colonoscopy. Have you had one yet, by the way? Okay.
I have. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But you would have been shocked if you would have just woke up one day and all of a sudden, thang, right up there, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
That would have shocked the hell out of you.
I needed the drugs.
But you knew it was coming.
Yes.
You
needed them to
drink.
Tell me. Absolutely.
You did the lube. You got everything out of your system.
Oh, they gave me the shot.
Right.
It was
and
great.
And then you went in and you got the, whatever,
yeah.
right? You kind of
I saw the blinds in front of me. They were like dancing and stuff. I was like, yeah, this is really cool, man. Whoa!
Can you say Hershey Highway on the air?
I mean, you just did, I think, right?
Is that not a, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, once it happened, it wasn't a shock.
Right.
But if nobody had told you, hey, Dick, you're coming to the doctor. I can't tell you what is going to happen to you.
And all of a sudden, meh.
Exactly. would you take your pants off and bend over? What are you talking about? I had no idea. So this Pac-12 media rights deal is prepping people for the colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. Because literally, when they announce this thing, it could be crappy. It could be awful. It could be terrible. You could be talking about networks that you've never even heard of. Oof. When this thing comes out. I am convinced, by the way, guys, that the Ion Network thing that was floated by Brett McMurphy about a month and a half ago was a trial balloon by certain people in the conference. I think conferences and I think ADs and presidents and coaches and players, they do this stuff all the time. They throw this stuff out there just to see what the reaction's going to be. And then when they find out the reaction is god awful, yeah, maybe not a great idea.
Yeah, no, that's
true. And they
pull
it back. I am at because of two things. First of all, I know Brett McMurphy. He's a really, really good reporter, number one. And number two, he's not throwing that out there and getting that from somebody unless he thinks there's a real possibility it may happen. So I'm convinced that was a trial balloon by the Pac-12 and by the presidents when that story got out there. That they were considering a package that included the Ion Network. So when I say literally, dude, when I say you're prepping for the colonoscopy of media rights deals and college football, that's what this is. They are preparing you for something potentially uncomfortable and terrible.
I got to ask a member of the younger generation.
Yeah, Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Do people in their 20s care what channel their football team is on or where to find their football team? Because people in their 40s and 50s sure as hell do.
Right.
But I'm not, like, my son, he doesn't know what channel anything's on, and he doesn't care. He just finds it with his little voice remote and goes on and watches it. So do people care?
As long as it's on your streaming service, that's fine, because if you select your favorite team, like all of the streaming services now make you do, it doesn't matter what channels it's on.
But the problem is, and you're exactly right, and I think your question is logical and rational, because I'm with them. There's so many networks and things that I watch where I have no idea what the channel number is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten so damn lazy with my TV watching and my viewing experience that I just speak it into the microphone on the app on the remote and it finds it for me, right? Like, there's no need to even have any handwriting anymore because you can do everything with your voice. You don't even need to know how to spell anymore. you know that.
That's right.
Because now you can just talk it into your damn phone. And if you say it wrong, they'll correct it
and
for
yet,
you.
35 years ago, I knew. I can remember now what channel I was watching Seahawks games on, right? They were on Channel 5.
Right. No, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, Channel 13,
it was 4,
Channel 11.
5, 7, 11,
that's right.
13,
that's
and ESPN
right.
was 31.
That's right. And the Prime Sports Northwest
30.
Was 30.
And
that's it.
ESPN2 was 32.
Now those days are over. They're freaking over. And now people are communicating. This is going to bring up a whole different conversation now. I wasn't ready for this conversation.
Sorry.
But you know how people communicated in Egypt like 5,000 years ago.
Hieroglyphics?
With hieroglyphics.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think they're doing now? They're sending pictures to each other. It's totally back.
That's
emojis
right.
are the 2023 version of Egyptian hieroglyphics in caves.
Memes.
It's incredible. They don't even talk to each other, man.
I actually have an entire folder on my phone just for memes to send to friends.
They
back
just
and
send
forth.
Pictures back and forth to each other. Why even communicate?
What is
it's
this
nuts.
World coming
it's
to?
Unbelievable. Pretty soon, all of us are going to be walking around naked living in caves. Communicating with smiley faces. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That'd be pretty fun, actually.
Hey, what the hell was I talking about, by the way?
Pac-12 media deal.
It was the TV channels it was on.
But here's why you should be concerned. Because you guys all know this is an arms race in college football. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute arms race. So I agree with your premise, and Jackson's totally right, that on the surface, who cares? I'll find the game. You'll find the game. Everyone eventually is going to find the game, right? But how much money is that network going to make for
That's
the conference?
Right. That's right.
So really what you should be keeping an eye on is two things. The amount of money each school is getting when the media rights deal comes out and how long the deal is. Because if UW, for example, locks themselves into a 12-year contract with the Gardening Network and the Food Channel and the Ion Network. That's 12 years they're locked in. Now, they may not have to wait the entire 12 years, but they may have to wait 10 before they can get out and join a different conference. So
They'll have an opt-out, won't they? Won't they give Washington an won't Washington, Oregon demand
Well, that's a good question for John.
An opt-out?
Well, ask John at 4 o'clock, because I don't know how typical that is. Now, these are not typical times, okay? These are uncertain times. They're unique times. And it actually brings up a good point that UW and Oregon, for example, and I hate to include Oregon with UW, whatever, they deserve it, fine. Don't tell anybody I said that, by the way. They have an opportunity here, don't you guys think, to flex their muscles a little bit?
Absolutely. And they should.
Okay? And get a little egotistical?
Yes.
Right?
And maybe, anything.
Maybe a little arrogant? Say, all right, you want us to sign your stupid deal? The two of us want the ability to get out whenever we damn well please.
And it's the whole Scott Woodward line. There are haves and have-nots. Right, and guess what? In the new Pac-12, there are two haves and 10 have-nots.
Why should Washington play by the same rules as Corvallis and Pullman?
They shouldn't.
Why should they? Why should Seattle, Washington, which is now, I believe, technically the second biggest market left in the Pac-12 behind Phoenix, okay? I think technically, technically Phoenix is higher, but they're pretty damn similar.
Okay.
But we know they're bigger than everybody else now that LA's out.
Well, what's San Francisco?
Right?
We got San Francisco.
Yeah, but nobody down there cares about sports.
That's true.
College football. Okay. So I'm talking about, and that's a good point.
Markets that actually care about college athletics.
Why should they be beholden to the same level of income and revenue as the Cougars are in Pullman and the Beavers are in Corvallis? And I could see somebody in the audience right now, all four people, saying, God, Softy, you're being awfully arrogant with that take. Let me ask you this. If you build a stadium or a practice facility or a locker room or whatever in Seattle, Washington versus Pullman, Washington, where do you think the costs are going to be higher? Are they going to be higher in Pullman? Or will they be higher in Phoenix? Will they be higher in Seattle? Or will they be higher in Corvallis? I heard one of the reasons why USC took off is because USC wanted a bigger piece of the pie, because stuff is more expensive in LA. Mm-hmm. They wanted a bigger piece of the pie because they're paying more because of where they're at. And the conference said, take a hike. And guess what they did? They took a hike and they're out the door. So I absolutely think that you're exactly right, Dick, because of everything that's been going on, this is absolutely the time where UW needs to be selfish.
They should demand easy opt-out situations. Say, hey, you can have your best intentions. Jen Cohen can have, and Amari Kause can have their best intentions. Say, hey, we're in this for the long haul, but we're providing a bigger service than Oregon State, than Washington State, Arizona State.
Right.
Plus what you just said, it costs a lot more to do business in Seattle than it does elsewhere.
Yeah, we're giving you a bigger audience.
We need to be treated as such. And if you're not going to treat us the way we deserve to be treated, well, it's like a marriage, right? Mm-hmm. I mean.
That's right.
All of a sudden, the wandering eye, brother.
Hey, I got a poll here for you I want to get to, by the way.
Update on the poll.
Because in about an hour and 15 minutes from now, the WBC championship is going to be underway from Miami between the Americans and Japan.
Shohei's on TV now and Mike Trout.
There's Mike Trout right there in Miami getting ready for the game. So if this was a USA-Japan World Cup soccer final.
Oh my God.
Or if this was a USA-Japan Olympic gold medal game in whatever, or USA whoever in any Olympic sport, hockey, basketball, soccer, if they bring back baseball one day, which I think they're going to at some point, this would be a huge deal, right? If the USA was playing for a gold frickin' medal in a Olympic team sport, I think there'd be a lot of eyes on this across the country. But in an hour and 15 minutes from now, the USA and Japan will play in the WBC final. How big a deal do you think this is across the country right now? How many people are running home to make sure they watch this baseball game at 7:30 on the East Coast?
I think if you're a hardcore baseball fan that watches Sunday night baseball, that watches some other team other than yours, then you are running home. If you are Chuck Powell,
right,
you are running home to watch this.
Right.
If you're like us, you know, who follow one baseball team over the course of the year, and that's your own baseball team.
Speak for yourself. I wouldn't say that about me.
Really?
But,
you watch other baseball games?
Yeah. Not. I will admit this. Not as much as Chuck does. Chuck is a baseball degenerate. Like, right. Chucky is a baseball degenerate.
Right.
But yes, I watch other baseball games besides the Mariners.
Because I watch the Mariners, that's it. That's all. Like, you know, if there's a good game on, it's a ninth inning, and I happen to flip it on, I'll watch it.
Right.
I think you're going to be more like me, and that's just, I'll check it out.
Okay.
You know, I'll look and, hey, what's it? I'm going to be watching the Kraken, but I'll switch over. I'll go, hey, third inning's tied. I'll watch a little bit.
Well, I put a poll out on Twitter asking people how interested they are in the World Baseball Classic.
Okay.
Gave you three options. Tons of interest, some interest, or no interest whatsoever. 25.4 say tons, 42.9 say some, and 31.7 say none whatsoever. So you can look at that two different ways.
Any way you want.
Two different ways. 67% say they have tons or some interest in the World Baseball Classic. 73% say they have some or no interest in the World Baseball Classic. So I'm curious to see what kind of ratings this thing does. 4:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, right in the middle of March Madness, right? People have kind of got basketball in their brains a little bit. It's a Tuesday. It's 7:30 on the East Coast. I don't know what kind of audience they'll get. I'm going to run home and watch it because Twitter says it's exciting.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is exciting.
This thing,
players are excited.
I think this thing has been helped out massively by social media. I think a lot of people are tweeting about this, and they're telling people how fun it is and how great the crowds are, how exciting it's been. I haven't watched one game from start to finish. I saw Trey Turner's Grand Slam the other day. I saw Japan win it on the walk-off last night, by the way. But I'm going to go home when this thing's over, and one TV is going to be on Kraken, and the other TV is going to be on this bad boy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking forward to it. We'll get a break. John Wilner, when will the Pac-12 have a media rights deal? Good God. At 4 o'clock today, coming up on 93.3 KJR-FM.
Where you get your podcast.
Softy and Dick.
Trying to outrun the field. Two-handed stuff.
And that's the dagger.
On your home for the Rim Redland coverage of March Madness.
All right, John Wilner joining us 4 o'clock today. His thoughts on when and where and how you'll be watching Pac-12 football in the fall of 2024. Mike Benton will join us at 4:45 before the Kraken take on the Dallas Stars today. Face-off coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. We have another member of the Seahawk free agent class that has exited Seattle. We'll chat about that in a matter of minutes. I'm not sure if this is a big deal, a small deal, no big deal. Is this for Seahawk fans, or is it for Seahawk fans? I don't know. We'll talk about it coming up. You know the guy I'm talking about, by the way. So don't spill the beans. Don't spill the beans yet. So we got lots of news, by the way, in baseball. We'll get to in a second as well, too, with the WBC final coming up tonight from Miami. Mariners have the day off. You saw where Willis Reed passed away as well.
80 years old.
That came out today. Two-time NBA champion with the New York Knicks. How many times in your life as a sports fan, or even as just an athlete, just playing basketball, playing golf, whatever, anything, and somebody gets hurt? And they soldier on, and you think of Willis Reed.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to ask, how many times have I seen the video?
Oh, tons.
With Marv Albert.
Tons.
Marv is a kid, basically, calling Knicks games.
That was 53 years ago.
That's right, 1970, and Willis Reed comes. I've probably seen that video over 100 times. But, yeah, you think of he's a meme.
He's become a meme.
Yes, he's synonymous with going out with an injury and coming back in any sport.
1,000%.
And succeeding.
Yep, 100%. Willis Reed, walking out of the tunnel at Madison Square Garden in Game 7 of the 1970 NBA Finals after missing Game 6 with a torn muscle. And he comes out, and they win the game, and they win the title, and Willis Reed is the NBA Finals MVP. Because he sucked it up. He had Mr. Miyagi meet him in the locker room. rub some dirt on it, some illegal chemical from some small country. And I mean, who knows, right, what he did, but he came out and he won the damn game and the Knicks won the freaking championship. So sad news there with Willis Reed passing away. The Kraken tonight against Dallas. You know, this could be, you know why tonight's a big game, by the way? This could be a playoff preview. If the Stanley Cup Finals began tonight, guess who the Kraken are playing in the very first round?
Let me guess, Dallas.
That would be correct. The Dallas Stars. So this is a big one tonight for them. I'm looking at Mel Kiper's mock draft, by the way, right here on ESPN.com. He's got Anthony Richardson going number 5 to the Seahawks overall. C.J. Stroud to Carolina. Bryce Young to Houston. Will Levis to the Colts at number 3. And Will Anderson goes to Arizona at number 4. What would the reaction be on this show? And I'm starting to already get a little bit of a preview with the way your faces look right now. If the Seahawks grabbed Anthony Richardson at number 5, what would the reaction be, at least on this program, with you two knuckleheads?
It would be much better than if it was Will Levis. I will put it that way. Because I do think it's a good situation for Anthony Richardson. If the Seahawks didn't have an option for the next 2 years at quarterback, then I would think it's terrible, and he's just going to come out and get killed, or we just have to run like the wing T for a couple of years, and all he does is run the football and throw it 5 times a game because the guy can't pass right now.
Right, right.
So I wouldn't hate it. I just do have in the past, I've made fun of teams that, you know, all those teams that just push quarterbacks way up and reach at quarterback in the top 5, and I think it's a reach to get Anthony Richardson in the top 5.
Yeah.
It's the absolute boomer bust pick.
Totally. Sorry. Helps to have the mic on, by the way. And by the way, for those that are saying that Cardinals pick 3, Kiper's got a trade between Indy and Arizona. Arizona moves up one spot, or excuse me, the Colts move up one spot because they really want Will Levis from Kentucky, according to him.
But why would they need to move up with Arizona? Because Arizona's not going to draft a quarterback anyway.
Apparently he thinks the Cardinals are going to take Will Levis. I have no idea.
That doesn't make any sense.
Giving you what Mel Kiper says. Mel Kiper has a projected trade with Indianapolis moving up to number 3 and taking Will Levis, and the Cardinals at number 4 then take Will Anderson.
Oh, you know what the Cardinals... Which
from Arizona's perspective makes total sense.
What could happen is the Cardinals tell Indianapolis, hey, we got a team that wants to move up and take and take Will Levis. So do you want to move up and take Will Levis?
That's probably
the only way it happens.
That would make sense. So he's got Bryce Young going to the Texans, C.J. Stroud going number 1, Young going number 2, Levis goes number 3, Will Anderson goes number 4, and then Anthony Richardson goes number 5. This is going to make Jackson's head explode, by the way. Guess who he's got the Lions taking at number 6.
Jalen Carter.
Freaking Carter at number 6.
Jesus Christ, Jackson.
All right, which would, I think he would melt down.
I would.
Like the Nazi guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Face.
Your face would just fall off your skull into your gut and go down
because
your
pants. Because that's still who you want?
I want Carter or Anderson.
That's who you want. Yeah, you want one of those two guys. Look, here's the problem with Anthony Richardson for me. I have a really, really hard time drafting skill players just based on athleticism alone, right? Like, we've seen a lot of guys that go kill the combine. Go back and look at the top 40 times at the combine in the history of the combine. Out of the top, like, 15, I guarantee you, 10 or 11, you've never even heard of.
Yeah.
You have no idea who they are. John Ross was the number 9 pick in the draft,
right?
Because he had the fastest combine ever in the history of the NFL. He was literally the fastest football player of all time. And he turned into number 9 and has not had the career because he can't handle, you know, NFL defensive backs. And he's not big enough and he can't run routes. And I don't know, maybe part of it is the coaching that he got. I have no idea. But I just look at Anthony Richardson and I tell myself, if you want to draft him at number 5, you better have more than just great splits. You better have more than just a great vert. You better have more than a great 40. You got to have everything that you need to play quarterback in the NFL and survive if you're going to take him at number 5. That means great accuracy, right? Decision-making, all that stuff. Great footwork. I mean, look, part of that is athleticism. I understand that. But when I'm looking at a guy who has been 56, 57% at his career in Florida, I'm asking why. why has he been so inaccurate in college football? Why is that? And can that be fixed? Because that's not going to fly in the NFL.
Yeah.
If you're taking a guy at number five, there's no way that flies in the NFL. So, hey, look, if you want to take Anthony Richardson and say this guy's a freak athlete, great. But you better damn well be able to coach him up and be able to, you know, start getting passes into the right hands, because those numbers, first of all, they're not going to fly with Pete Carroll at all, because they'll lead to picks. And then number two, he's not going to survive and it won't be worth that number five pick. So I need more than just a freak athlete. At number five.
I need a sure thing at number five. And we never get to pick in the top five. So we're not going to have a sure thing for years and years and years in the draft. We hope to have a sure thing with the pick 25, 26, 27. But, you know, that doesn't always happen. So unless you're going to trade down two or three times and just stockpile your draft for the next year or two, I think you got to take a sure thing. Now, if you think we can trade down five spots and still get Anthony Richardson and get another first round pick and a third round pick. Okay. I mean, you're now we're talking.
Well, this might be when Daniel Jeremiah is on the show tomorrow. And I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but we should ask him again and we should try to dive into more detail on this. Why is this guy being looked at and some people have him mocked at number one? Like, you've seen that. CBS 2 weeks ago had him mocked at number one. Why are we talking about a guy who wasn't even 54%, averaged 7.8 yards per attempt, by the way, 17 touchdowns to 9 picks? Why is he being talked about as the number one pick in the draft? Because of his vert? Because of his 40 time? Because, as Mel Kiper says, he can make any throw? If he can make any throw, why is he at 53.8% in his last year? His sophomore year playing college football. Hey, maybe that's part of it. The guy's just young. He only played basically 1 year of college football. He played 3 games in 2020, and he threw 2 balls. He played 7 games in 2021, and he threw 64 passes. So this last year was really the only year that he had. And maybe if he would have stuck around college football and played 2 more years, maybe he would have eventually been 65%, whatever. So that stuff just makes me nervous, man. We're going to break. John Wilner will join us at 4 o'clock today right here on 93.3 KJRFM.
Now back to Softy and Dick.
Tried out on the field. Two-handed stuff.
And that's the dagger.
On your home for the Rim Redland coverage of March Madness.
We catch it.
All right, Mike Benton's going to be here and get us all fired up for Kraken Stars. Pregame 5, face-off 5:30 from Dallas right here on 93.3 KJRFM. A potential playoff preview there, Dickie.
That's right.
If the Stanley Cup playoffs began today, these two teams would be getting it on in round number one. So we'll talk to Mike about that 4:45 today. John Wilner will join us and talk some Pac-12 football, basketball, the whole spiel at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I see all these different random Twitter accounts, by the way, which means I spend way too much time on Twitter. And you have no idea where I'm going with this, do you?
Oh, boy.
None at all. So there's one Twitter account. It's called @MarinersOnTap. Seattle Mariners on tap. I don't know who runs it. I have no idea. For all I know, it could be Dick Fane's burner. I got no clue who runs this thing. So there is a wild card banner that is now apparently up at T-Mobile Park.
Oh, boy.
That keeps track of when the Mariners made the wild card round.
No, it's always. Oh, that's right. So we've always had that, right?
But they've added to it with. Okay, maybe I said it wrong. They've added to the wild card banner with the 2022 team now up there. So they've got the wild card banner, they've got the 95 AL West banner, the 97 AL West banner, and the 2001 AL West champion banner with the little 116 win notation there at the bottom, okay? So he's asking, and I think we've talked about this before on the air, this is not a new topic for us, but it's a good refresher. How are y'all feeling about this new Mariner American League wild card banner? Keep it or ditch it? So I guess the question is, for a team that's never made the World Series, should they be acknowledging the best seasons in franchise history, or should they just do nothing until they finally win a pennant one day? What do we think about these banners at T-Mobile Park?
I really think you have to win at least a division.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to win a championship. I mean, the Seahawks... Do they have banners for wild cards or only for their division championships?
I only think for division titles.
I think you've got to win something.
Right.
And winning a quote-unquote third wild card, what did you really win? Now, you won a playoff series, so you validated that wild card spot. It wasn't like you were just one and done in there. So it was a very good season, but I don't think it's worth recognizing unless you win a championship.
Yeah. So, look, I guess the question is then, would you rather have nothing? Right? Because that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We
wouldn't have nothing. We'd have 2001 banner.
Okay. And the 95 and 97. Is that right?
No, 95 was wild card.
95 was wild card. So when you win the division, you get a banner.
Did we win in 97?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So 97, yes. 2001, or is there only two divisions?
95.
We didn't win the division.
No, they did.
We did. Duh.
They beat the Angels.
Idiot. Idiot.
Hello. So those three, so if you win a division title or a league pennant or a World Series title, you get a banner. You got to win something, and making the wild card round, like the Colts. Don't the Colts have an AFC championship
participant
banner?
Right. Yes.
They literally have that.
It says AFC title qualifier, I think, is what it says on it.
Right.
Like,
gotcha.
Hey, good job. Okay. You made the AFC championship game, and you're just reminding us that you lost.
Okay, Jackson?
No, this is as embarrassing as the Colts one. Other teams are going to walk in here and say, you're celebrating the two times that you happened to get in because MLB at the time allowed that. Come on.
Yeah, you know, look, I totally get it. I'm tracking with both of you guys what you're saying, but I also think that we don't have a lot of other options up there. I mean, this is unfortunately our DNA. Right. Our DNA as a baseball team is you've got five playoff appearances and two of them you made the wild card. And by the way, the one year you did make the wild card before this year, you went all the way to the damn ALCS, right? Against the Yankees. They went to game six that year. So I don't know. I'm conflicted. I think when you compare it to everybody else in baseball, it seems ridiculous. But there's only one reason why, because everybody else has made the World Series.
But shouldn't your standards be what the generally accepted standards of baseball pennants be?
Well, but I think the reason why those are the standards is because that's what they've done. If 10 other teams in baseball, for example, Dick, had never made the World Series, would they put a wild card banner up there as well? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's some alternate reality where the Padres and the Nationals and, I don't know, the Royals or whatever, the Tampa Rays don't have a World Series, and they also have a wild card banner up there. So to me, it's almost kind of a reminder that we don't have that. And it's a reminder that we need it, and it's a reminder that there's something else to play for besides just making the postseason.
Really quick, I just pulled it up here. The Tampa Bay Rays, despite having made World Series and despite having won pennants, they also have wild card banners there at their stadium.
There you go. There you go.
And the Colts, by the way, I said qualified. It says AFC finalist.
Right. There you go. So you may think it's a joke, and in some ways it kind of is a joke. Right? I mean, I totally get that. I get it. But this is all we got. Yeah. Right? I mean,
don't lower your standards.
I'm not
lowering
anything.
I'm not saying I'm just saying the general you. Don't lower your standards.
Right. Okay, but just because the Mariners have this banner up there. Okay, you know what? I'm walking into a trap here because I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to get my balls busted.
It's a trap.
I'm going to say just because the Mariners, Admiral Akbar, just because the Mariners have this banner up there doesn't mean that that is the standard. But, you know, come on. I mean, someone's going to say, really? For the only team in baseball that's never played in a World Series, I get it. You know,
I don't like the 116 wins little blue thing at the bottom either because it reminds me we didn't do anything with it.
How about this? How about you find another way to honor those teams? You do something else. Maybe you have a playoff wall on the concourse. Like, you know when you're behind home plate on the lower level?
Yeah, they've got all the pictures.
They
up
have
there.
That little kind of area back there where they have all the fun stuff. And is the Hall of Fame back there?
Yeah.
I think the Hall of Fame's back there. Remember when the Hall of Fame first launched, it was a little cubicle by the team shop?
Yeah, you go up the escalator and there it was.
No, it was right. It was on the bottom floor. When you walked in, they had like a little display, like a Nordstrom display out there. And that's all it was. So maybe you do like a playoff wall behind there. Maybe you do something there. Look, general terms, I'm with you. I think you hang a banner when you win something. And if it's a division championship and a four-team division, fine. But you still won. You won something. You were given a title, right? And wild card participant doesn't really kind of fly.
It just reminds you you didn't win the division. You know, like, hey, in my youth teams, if we win a league championship, I get the kids trophies. Guess what? We got second this year. They ain't getting trophies.
Yeah.
They're not getting trophies if they don't win it.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay. So there's no playoff participant.
No, there's no playoff. They got second place. They made the playoffs. They made state. It was an awesome year, but they don't get a trophy because they didn't win anything.
Joke. All right, we'll get a break. John Wilner is going to join us coming up next segment. When the hell is the damn meteorite still getting done? Holy cow, are we getting tired of this or what? John's got an answer. Please give us an answer next on 93.3 KJRFM.
Joke. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.